Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and all this week for Veterans Day week, we have been hearing hometown hero essays from Taos Area Middle School 7th graders, and Kelly Frank, who had the dubious job of having to go through all these essays and pick out five winners. Well, the four we've heard so far have been excellent, so I'm sure no exception here on our final essay today.
That's right, and I'd just like to add to my 7th graders here today and to the ones back at school, Mrs. Frank is very, very proud of your writing and how you treated the veterans in the interview process. Very good job. Today we've got a special essay written by Mr. Caleb Stone, and it's about a couple, a married couple in the Taos area, Donald and Karen Ziders. They were the last to speak during our veterans interviews, and as you can imagine, when 100 kids are packed in the library, they tend to get antsy, but they did not. And when Mrs. Ziders and Mr. Ziders took their turn to speak, you could hear a pin drop. So I think you will love Caleb's essay today.
Very good. Welcome to the show, Caleb.
Thanks.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear your essay.
Okay. These people are just some of the most kind-hearted veterans I have ever met. They're Mr. and Mrs. Ziders, the veteran couple. They're not known by a lot of people, but they're amazing, lovable people. They're just awesome. I can't find the words to describe these superstar people. Mr. Donald Zider was a medic in the United States Army for 20 years. Wow, that's a lot of years. Mr. Zider started out as a nuclear weapons technician and over time became a medic. Mr. Zider had to go to the field of battle to help someone hurt. Sometimes he had to carry a handgun and ammunition. Mr. Ziders traveled to Germany, Vietnam, North Carolina, Japan, and plenty of other secret missions. Now let's discuss Mr. Ziders' wife, Mrs. Ziders. Karen Ziders was also in the medical field in the United States Army. She was originally a medical secretary, but became a nurse through college and medical training. One of the coolest things I ever heard was about the bubble hospitals Mrs. Ziders was trained to set up. They could be set up anywhere to help those needing medical help. Some of the places Mrs. Ziders has traveled are Germany, Texas, and Italy. Her most memorable experience was meeting her husband in the military. She communicated by letters, and that's all. No phone, no Facebook, nothing. Both Ziders are now part of the Honor Guard, which is a group of veterans who attend funerals for veterans. They do the 21-gun salute. Mrs. Ziders folds the flag after they take it off the grave and gives it to the families. Their uniforms are white suits with medals they earned and special military hats with even more medals, black pants, and lined shoes. Now here's something I'm confused by. Why are these extraordinary people not noticed? How are these veterans not seen? How are they seen as civilians and not veterans? This is what confuses me. Now, WKJC listeners, let's all vow to do this. Whenever we see a veteran, either in military hat or medals, we must thank them for their sacrifice and for their service in the military to keep us safe.
Very good. Thank you, Caleb.
Thanks.
Caleb Stone, our fifth and final essay all week long. Yesterday it was Alexandra Perot. On Wednesday, Michaela Jordan. Tuesday it was Kennison Fitch. And Monday, Joel Catterett got our week going. And again, Kelly Frank from Taos Area Middle School. Thank you, Kelly, for bringing over these young people to do their inspirational essays for us.
Well, we'd like to thank WKJC for having us again this year. And we hope, listeners, that you enjoyed our Veterans Day essays. Thank you.
Thank you to all five of the students for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.